from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A man who was injured by what police call an edged weapon at a South Porcupine home early Sunday was taken to hospital for urgent treatment. City police say he was hurt during an altercation at a home. They're looking for any surveillance or dash cam footage from between 12:30 and 2:30 from the area of Golden, Bruce, and Bloor Avenues between Main Street and Crawford Street. We have the link to the portal on MyTimmonsNow.com. Investigators are also looking for more information. The new federal riding of Kapuskasing-Timmins-Mushkegawak went blue yesterday as Conservative Gaetan Mallett handily dumped his nearest opponent. Updated numbers show a margin of about 49% of the votes to Liberal Steve Black's 39%. Mallett says he owes the victory to an army of volunteers who worked hard and shared the same focus. He rejects the idea that in this riding, it was mostly an anti-Trump election.
Oh, I don't want to talk about the United States. I think it was truly everyone here wanting change, and everyone that joined the team had the same focus to bring change to the riding.
Mallett says he spoke to Black and to New Democrat Nicole Fortier-Lévesque last night, and both were very polite and cordial. It all needs official certification, but it's a foregone conclusion that we'll have a Liberal minority government in Parliament. Yesterday's federal voting results show the Liberals elected or leading in 168 ridings to the Conservatives' 144. 172 seats are needed to form a majority. The biggest upset of the night was the defeat of Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre in his rural Ottawa riding at the hands of Liberal candidate Bruce Fangjoy. Poilievre had held the seat since 2004. And NDP leader Jagmeet Singh was defeated in his Vancouver area riding, coming in third. A Cochrane native who now calls Southern Ontario home is the latest winner of the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation 50-50 draw. Nathan Barrett from Stratford picks up over $117,000. Barrett still has family in Timmins. That's why he continues to support the draw. He's actually splitting the prize this month with one of his co-workers who's from Matheson.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.